Chapter 13. The Man Who Loved Others. I first noticed the graffiti, and there were several, as I was walking through the Rialto Food Market one winter afternoon. A few days later, I came across another one near St. Mark's, and the next day a third outside the restaurant Osteria di Santa Marina. They were always written neatly in red spray paint, and always on temporary wooden walls where they would do no harm. Their melancholy message was always the same. Loneliness is not being alone. It's loving others to no avail.
Solitudine non è essere soli, è amare gli altri inutilmente.
Unlike most graffiti, these had an author. They were signed Mario Stefani. Stefani was a well-known character in Venice, a poet of some repute who appeared on a local TV channel, Televenezia, 5 days a week for a brief cultural commentary. He had a smiling, jowly face and a head of untamed hair. The first time I tuned into his program, it was quite by chance. He was delivering a casual, unscripted monologue that jumped from topic to topic. "Venetians used to be great navigators and pirates," he was saying. "They stole things and brought them back to Venice to make the city more beautiful, carved marble from the east, gold, gems. Now people steal only for themselves. This is very sad." "Signor Doge," Mario Stefani went on, now addressing an imaginary guest, "would you like a glass of water?" "You would rather have wine. I don't blame you. A glass of wine costs only 1,000 lira, 50 cents, in Venice today. Bottled water costs 3 times as much." Then he was on to something else. "Signor Count," he said, "would you like to take a walk with me in St. Mark's?" "No." "You say you are not Moses and you cannot part the waters." "Well, it is true that we have floods and high water more and more frequently. After 20 years of arguing about it, nobody can decide whether to build the system of dikes that would stop the flooding. I often hear it said that people who have a financial interest in postponing the decisions are the ones who are causing the delay." "Signor Doge, you seem hesitant to take a water taxi. Why is that?" "Because it costs a lot." "True. And you have probably noticed that gondolas are expensive too, and hotels, and restaurants, all the amenities that tourists pay for. Those are the people who have the power in Venice." No, not the tourists. I mean the taxi drivers, the gondoliers, and the hotel and restaurant owners. They run Venice, as anyone will tell you." Stefani's TV program was a low-budget, single-camera, black-and-white production that ran at most for about 5 minutes each time. It always opened with the musical theme from The Pink Panther, and with Stefani looking straight into the camera and announcing, "Venetian poisons and proclamations, idle chatter." Venice and Venetians were his basic theme. "Venetians are creatures of habit," he said on one broadcast. "You always know you're early or late by where you see certain people in the street. If you are on time, you see them in such and such a campo. If you see them in the street before or after, you know you are late or early." Stefani lamented the passing of institutions and characters. "All the cats have disappeared from the streets of Venice. That's because the old ladies who used to feed them are gone. I miss the old ladies who wore shawls and had delicate gold chains that got caught in the wool. One of my favorite old ladies used to come into the bar and order grappa. She would say, 'Give me 2 grappas, one for me and one for Franca.' She would pay and drink hers, all the while looking around and saying, 'Franca? Where's Franca? She must have gone to buy something. Madonna, I'm tired of waiting. I guess I'll have to drink hers too.' This scene would be repeated daily, and Franca never showed up. The old lady would always drink both grappas. Where is she now? I miss her." Stefani spoke of neighborhoods, especially his own, which was Campo San Giacomo dell'Orio, a lovely square in the Santa Croce area of town, safely removed from the main tourist route. "The baker in our campo has printed a poem of mine on his paper bags, out of respect, not just for me, but for poetry. So now people come in and ask for 2 rolls and a poem." Mario Stefani was a booster of his city. He had a generous, welcoming nature. Anyone who loves Venice is a true Venetian, he said, even a tourist. But only if the tourist stays long enough to appreciate the city. If he stays only one day just to say he's been to Venice, no.